It says mystery of soprano's plight. Mystified, baffles your day. Say we are mystified, we suspect foul play. Hands on soprano sing. First Carlotta, now Christine. Still, at least the seats get sold. Gossip's worth its weight in gold. Diva tenders resignation, covered as a moonlight flit. Half your cast disappears, but the crowd still cheers. Opera, to hell with look and handle. Have a scandal and you're sure to have a hit. Damnable, when they all walk out, this is damnable. Andre, please don't shout, it's publicity. And the take is vast, free publicity. But we have no cast. But Andre, have you seen the cue? It seems you've got one too. Yeah, Andre, what a charming gala. Christine enjoyed a great success. We were hardly bereft when Carlotta left. Otherwise, the chorus was entrancing, but the dancing was a lamentable mess. Dear Fear Man, just a quick reminder, my salary has not been paid. Send it care of the ghost by return of post. PTO, no one likes a debtor, so it's better if my orders are obeyed. Who would have the gall to send this? Someone with a puerile brain. These are both signed on G. Who the hell is he? Opera ghost. It's really not amusing.
He's abusing our position.
In addition, he wants money.
He's a funny sort of spectre to
expect a large retainer. Nothing plainer. He is clearly what it
says.
You mean Carlotta?
I mean Miss Dye. Where is she?
Well, how should we know?
I want an answer. I take it that you sent me this note.
What's all this nonsense?
Of course not.
Don't look at us.
She's not with you then.
Of course not.
We're in the dark. Monsieur, don't argue. Isn't this the letter you wrote?
And what is it that we're meant to have wrote?
Written.
Do not fear for Miss Dying. The angel of music has her under his wing. Make no attempt to see her again.
If you didn't write it, who did?
Where is he?
Mother, come back.
Where is he?
What is it now?
I have your letter, a letter which I'd rather resent.
And did you send it?
Of course not.
As if he would.
You didn't send it.
Of course not.
What's going on?
Didn't you tell me that this is not the letter you sent?
And what is it that I meant to have sent?
Your days at the Opera Populaire are numbered. Christine Dye will be singing on your behalf tonight. Be prepared for a great misfortune should you attempt to take her place.
Far too many notes for my taste, and most of them about Christine.
All we've heard since we came is Miss Dye's name.
Dye has returned.
In which case, I think our meeting is adjourned.
Where precisely is she now?
I thought it best that she went home.
She needed rest.
May I see her?
No, monsieur, she will see no one.
Will she sing?
Will she sing? Here, I have a note. Let me see it.
Please! Gentlemen, I have now sent you several notes of the most amiable nature, detailing how my theater is to be run. You have not followed my instructions. I shall give you one
last chance. Christine Dye has returned to you, and I am anxious her career should progress. In the new production of Il Muto, you will therefore cast Carlotta as the page boy and put Miss Dye in the role of Countess. The role which Miss Dye plays calls for charm and appeal. The role of the page boy is silent, which makes my casting, in a word, ideal.
I shall watch the performance from my normal seat in box 5, which will be kept empty for me. Should these commands be ignored, a disaster beyond your imagination will occur.
I remain, gentlemen, your obedient servant, O.G.
Christine, Christine.
Christine!
Whatever next? Is all employed to help Christine?
This is insane.
I know who sent this, the Vicar Lord.
Indeed, can you believe this?
Signora!
This is an
end. This changes nothing.
Signora!
You are a star.
And always will be.
Signora!
The man is bad.
We don't take orders.
Listen, I will be playing the page boy. The silent role.
Carlotta will be playing the lead.
You don't deserve her.
It's useless trying at all.
These demands are not met. A disaster beyond imagination will...